It's about 22 before the hour. It's 100.1 FM WRHI, and the Come See Me Festival for 2017 is almost upon us.
It's so exciting, and we're here with our new festival chair.
The funny thing she was just telling me here, they really put this thing together. They just started the meetings last week. And it's just that easy,
miracle,
isn't it? Is it
morning,
not, Amelia? Come on.
That was just super easy. Just snap our fingers and everything comes together.
Gosh, that has been. You guys get like a week off, and then you name the new chair, and then
they start. Back to business.
Absolutely. I remember last year when you came in with Jennifer Childers, who was last year's chair, and now is it everything you expected it to be this
and
year?
More.
You had the experience ahead of time. That's how it works.
That's how it works. You have 2 years to sort of prepare, but I think it's maybe even like children. I'm not quite sure that anybody can really prepare you just with words.
Right.
It's been an amazing experience for me, and I've enjoyed every step of the way. We have such a strong group of team leaders who have been working diligently since September, planning exciting new things and events for everybody in the community to enjoy.
What's the newest thing that we can look forward to seeing this year? Is it Hops this year?
Hops at the Park is a new event that will be taking place at Fountain Park this year. We're really excited. It'll be the first Saturday of the festival. It's a free event, open to the public. Come down, enjoy some live music, watch the cornhole tournament. That'll be taking place at the same time. And for those craft beer enthusiasts.
Oh, the Hops.
I was hoping it had to do with hops. You know,
yes.
For craft beer enthusiasts, we have a sampling garden. So you can actually purchase a ticket for unlimited samplings of over 40 different craft beers from breweries throughout the Carolinas. So we're really excited about that.
And the cornhole tournament. We've got a few people here. Chris Miller's somewhat good at cornhole and stuff like
He's
that.
Amazing.
He'll embarrass you to death. He and Joseph, these people are serious about this cornhole, are they not?
They are very, very serious. I think maybe even in years past, one gentleman showed up with his championship belt on, and it was serious.
It holds his bean bags.
He's a cornhole geek.
There's still time to sign up for the cornhole tournament.
There is. And speaking of things new, our website, we have revamped our website. We've been able to incorporate all online registrations. So for folks who are interested in cornhole, we direct them to comeseeme.org to check out any online registrations, to sign up for volunteer opportunities. Believe it or not, we still have some openings.
Would it be a good idea maybe to go to the beer tasting garden and then come back, decide right then with your team, hey, let's go. We can toss some beanbags.
I mean, to each their own. We won't be conducting breathalyzers.
Oh,
I'll just say that.
There's no moving vehicles at the cornhole tournament.
You're not going to offer them heavy equipment either. Okay.
That's right.
All right.
That's pretty exciting. When you guys decide, like, we're going to revamp the website, is that a September thing, or is that a December, or is that like a March thing?
Oh, goodness. That is definitely, it's actually a middle of the summer type decision that we made. We just really felt like it was important for us to work locally. We had established a partnership with a company in Charleston, and it seemed like that maybe the distance was a little in the way of us being able to communicate with them. So we actually transitioned over to Comporium Media Services, and they've helped us completely revamp the site.
Oh, how long have you been going to the Come See Me Festival? How long have you are you a Rockhillian?
I am a Rockhillian, born and raised here.
Good
and
for you.
My earliest memories would be me in a stroller with a passy in my mouth. So if that answers...
We're going back a couple of years,
yeah, I mean, just
we?
A couple years. Yeah. You know, maybe 10.
It's so really neat.
It's amazing. A little bit about this festival. One of the largest outdoor festivals in the Southeast. Literally find out that people come by busloads down here because they come this, make a destination and stuff. It runs for 9, 10 days?
10 days.
Okay. Amazing. It's the festival that doesn't know when to stop.
Hey, that's right.
So many people take advantage of what they show. You know, it's like a lot of opportunities for kids.
There truly is. We try to plan something for everyone, you know, so that there's excitement no matter how old you are or what you might be into. Come See Me is really about just coming together and joining in good fun, fellowship, and celebrating all the great things that we have here in Rock Hill.
The parade's the real kickoff on Thursday night.
It is.
And it's an evening parade. It's going to be
6:30.
Fun.
6:30. We're very excited. We actually had our parade meeting last night. It looks like we have a lot of participants this year, so that should be a great time. And you'll see a lot of the same traditional favorites throughout the festival, Beach Bash. Actually, the 40th annual road races will be taking place. We've moved them back into town, so we're excited that those will start and finish there at the Winthrop Coliseum.
Really cool. I'm excited about this. can go to comeseeme.org, find out more. Now, who is the chair for next year?
The 2018 festival chair is Mr. Chet Tucker.
Oh, yeah, great.
You guys are very familiar with Chet.
We love Chet.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I have really, really been fortunate to work alongside both he and Chad Eccles. Will be 2019. So they've been a tremendous support and continue to really help with moving things along and helping our team leaders as they need it. But both of them are really looking forward to the festival as well.
Well, Amelia, I think you are a good example of all that because you really do keep everything together and you call right away when it's time to call. I love it.
when do you go, when do you get to do that?
You get to do that on Sunday.
Okay.
So Sunday, April the 30th, usually is the day where we kind of finish clean up out there at the Winthrop Farm from the finale weekend and pack all of our signs up and make one last trip to the storage unit and kind of head home and hit the couch for a little while.
Right. I've been wanting to do this every year because we've been in the Come See Me Festival, the Gourmet Gardens and things like over at Cherry Park and everything, and it's great. And then the Mayor's Frog Jump is coming up. And that's going to be this Saturday, I believe it is. And our own friend Gene Knight is in charge of this.
He's the frog caller, isn't he?
I've wanted to do this for year after year, and he'll only let me say, jump those frogs once or twice. And then he's like, okay, that's enough.
Then he takes over.
Get out, get out of the way and stuff. And I said, Gene, I've been practicing this. We had a session where we got together and practiced saying, jump those frogs. Oh, my gosh.
Pride.
No, he's a professional, a true professional.
It reminded me of WNBC. Jump those frogs. Anyway.
You would be amazed at how many different ways you can say that.
Thank you. Anyway, that's this Saturday. I think it starts about 10 o'clock. That is an absolutely hilarious event. And the frogs can jump any direction. Doesn't have to be forward. Can be any direction. So I think last year was a side jump of about 45 feet or something this.
And you don't have to provide your own frog.
That's right. No. And I was assured yesterday that the frogs are actually on their journey, on their way, in transit, and will arrive Thursday.
They have transportation. They're not coming by. They're not jumping here.
They certainly do. They have transportation, and they'll arrive Thursday. So we're excited about that. You can come out, borrow one of the frogs. If you'd like to bring your own, you're welcome to do that, too.
Who has their own frog? Well, maybe there are some
people. Now, listen, it can't be just any frog. You got to be a certified frog. Remember a few years ago we had the doping problem with the frogs? A couple of the frogs jumped like crazy, and we went, what the heck is this? Wait a minute.
They fixed that. Amelia's on it.
That's right. Testing.
She's looking at me like,
And Glenn and Glenda are going to be out to do any kind of jumping?
They certainly are. And we have a new keeper of Glenn and Glenda, your very own.
Who? Are you the keeper of Glenn and Glenda? Oh, that's right. Are you going to walk around with them and everything?
To the people. We keep them
in a very cheap spot. Doing a tremendous job filling the schedule. There are lots of appearances for Glenn and Glenda throughout the festival. And it's a big undertaking to be responsible for. Those Glenn and Glenda are, and they require some space to travel to and from the events. So,
you know, they remind me of like a Saturday morning show on PBS. You know,
they're very educational.
It's a Come See Me Festival. Here we are. Glenn, Glenda, how are you? Ribbit. Okay, let's go.
They're so cute and they hold hands.
Very calm.
I love that.
Well, good for you, Freddie.
Yes, we're having a good time. Lots of great people getting involved.
Excellent choice. Did you choose her?
I did. Thanks to my sister.
That
she pointed me in the right direction.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Fantastic.
Well, we're excited. Come See Me is online. ComeSeeMe.org. Amelia, what else could we keep in mind? Just be out on Thursday night for the parade, I guess.
That's right. Come out and celebrate.
Are this all your people? Anybody you want to? Because do y'all have hundreds or thousands of volunteers?
We have hundreds of volunteers. We actually have a board of governors who has done a fantastic job with securing our sponsorships. Maybe give a big thanks to them and to our official sponsors. The City of Rock Hill, Carolina's Healthcare System, Rock Hill Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Comporium and Williams and Fudge.
You know what Freddie said before you got in here when you came in and sat down? She said, that's Amelia. She's chair of the company. And I recognize her. She said, this is the most organized group of people in the City of Rock Hill.
It really is.
And I said, really? Because we noticed, we watch people and stuff. And then she said, oh my gosh, they get it done.
Well, I'll definitely say there are a lot of folks that came before us that paved the way and set the stage for us to be able to reach this 54th annual festival. And I think all of us are committed to not letting anybody down and continuing the momentum forward and having this be something for the community to enjoy for many years to come.
Excellent. Well, I love it, and I'd love to be a part of the tradition, and lots of people, too. And yes.
Well, thank you so much for having me this morning. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.
We're going to continue to have more folks come in for your groups and committees, so we get to meet them all this week.
That's right. Stay tuned.
Thank you so much. Stay tuned, like she said, for another Come See Me Festival report, presented in part by Imperial Pool and Spa, Imperial Pool and Patio, Greg's Fix-It Shop, and AirTech Heat. So go ahead and hear it here on the official voice of the Come See Me Festival, WRHI 100.1 FM.
I kind of liked her saying, stay tuned.
I know, I should have given her the script.
I like that.
I didn't mean to take your line.
Can you say we'll be right back? Say we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
I like her. All right, thank you.